It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 stations. Part of All Things Considered, we put the spotlight on an organization, topic, event that helps out the disabled and others who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we're learning about PAC Hawaii, Parents and Children Together. Senior VP of Programs, Ha'aheo Mansfield, President and CEO, Ryan Kusumoto. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Quite welcome. And hard stuff that you guys tackle.
Well, our mission is to support the success of children, support healthy families, and build strong communities. We kind of break up our work into five different areas, one being domestic violence prevention and treatment, child abuse prevention and treatment, behavioral health services, community building, and we also do early education.
And we have two evidence-based models that we use, multisystemic therapy, which is 24/7, and functional family therapy, which requires all of the family participate together.
The early childhood education.
We have a special screening program where we go out into the community and screen children who may not be enrolled in our services for potential developmental disabilities. Mm. And it's free. We also have arrangements with preschools where we go in and we will screen students in the preschools.
We also provide early education preschools. We provide free education to these families who otherwise couldn't afford it.
Child abuse and neglect prevention and treatment.
The child is vulnerable, but the parents are vulnerable too. They're doing in what their mind is what they know to do. So we got to reach the entire family. By teaching and coaching appropriate parenting, we don't have enough space to remove all children from their families. We've got to build the skills of their families. That takes generations to build on.
You have counseling for batterers.
Most of our batterers come to us, they're referred to us by the family court. And so they're required. Each week, they report in on how well they did in the past week. What did they do with their family to promote peace and wellness? And we are the only domestic violence provider that has all services under one roof. In other words, we provide services to batterers, to survivors of domestic violence, to child witness of domestic violence, to teen dating violence. Typically, when a woman gets ready to leave the battering situation, that's when she's most at risk for her life. That's when many women die. And once she makes a decision and he observes flight behavior, if you will.
Right. Once he sees she's getting ready to take serious action to stop being abused is when he may potentially ramp the abuse up so bad it kills her.
Yes. Once she decides to leave and she leaves, we are there. She can remain and we're still there. She has to make that decision. Oftentimes we find her returning to the batterer's home. And a lot of time, it's because of economics.
Right. There's nowhere else to go.
Even with those women who come from wealthy families, oftentimes the batterer has put so much control over those resources, she can't get to the bank account. And so we have shelters. There's often not enough space for everyone. And so that's why we put so much focus on the batterer. And most likely, if they have children, she will take them back there with her.
I think one message is if they are in a situation like this, to reach out to someone. And it might not be to PACT or an agency, but reach out to someone that they trust.
What if they don't have anybody in their life
then
they trust?
Then they got to call you. Then they can call us.
Yeah, that's why you're here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you see someone going through a situation of domestic violence, we have a responsibility to act. We see about 15 new people every day in our programs in Hawaii, just us.
And there's a lot of people that doesn't get on the radar, the fear of retribution.
Absolutely.
In terms of volunteer opportunities and other ways that folks could assist you.
Well, space is always an issue, so we do need that. And that is absolutely critical. But we also need the funding to support those individuals in those spaces, access to transportation to their jobs, support for their children. We also need help in building awareness. It's helping us get out there and speaking about these issues. And there's many events that we have, and you can go to our website, PACTHawaii.org. We have some other very fun type of events, our early education preschools. We have what's called Read Along Wednesdays.
And you know, if you're feeling shy, every year we do a friend raiser, and that's where we sell newspapers on the street corner. Mm.
Folks can reach you guys, PACTHawaii.org, 808-847-3285, admin@PACTHawaii.org, @HawaiiPublicRadio.org. We have the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our other guests. Ha'aheo Mansfield, Senior VP of Programs, Ryan Kusumoto, President and CEO. It's PACT Hawaii. Thank you very much for helping out all those folks. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much.